We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. You made it to Friday and I don't like it. I love it.
Really do.
Yes,
love it.
The Friday before Thanksgiving week. We're grateful for that right there. We're grateful for you hanging out with us this morning. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
Hey, y'all.
This is Chelsea.
What's up?
Good morning, Chelsea. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Yeah, hit us up on the phone lines at 877-971-HITS. You can text us there. We'll get into it in a second, Tamara. All right, good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
Looking fly today with those new kicks. What kind of sneakers are those, bro?
These are some Nike acronym Prestos, so they just whatever.
Hey, kill me, I think he just made that
yeah,
up.
None of that made any sense. They look dope. Matt, just move on.
You're wearing jeans today. We had a we bonded.
Oh, no, they look like jeans, but
they're
still,
oh, they're not?
Yeah, they're
okay,
still comfy
we bonded
pants.
This week about the fact that we don't wear jeans anymore to work.
No, because
it's just so much more comfortable wearing like sweatpants or leggings. So, all right, but I'm glad to know that you didn't, you know, you weren't a traitor.
You're not as glad to know as we are that you guys had that conversation this week. Really, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Our listeners are really excited.
Oh my gosh. You guys don't wear jeans?
Tamara up right here. Tamara. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
So, for those of you that didn't tune in yesterday, we had a funny moment because, you know, we do a little huddle before we start, a little shout out, a little grateful, a little prayer. And then producer Brad said, "Hi, guys, Tamara texted me. She's sick. She's not going to be able to make it today." And I'm sitting over here like, oh, God, please heal her.
Bummer.
Hopefully she does better and so on and so forth. And later, I think Chelsea or Brian reminded me, actually, it was her birthday.
5 seconds later, I was like, dude, she's not, like, you can't be in here, like, her nails all did. She's like,
yeah.
I'm going out for my birthday after this. On Instagram stories, last thing I saw that she posted was just, like, a drink with, like, fruit in it.
So Wednesday night, she went out partying for her birthday. So I quickly took that prayer back and said, never mind.
Did you take a prayer back?
So actually, Brian, you put up a poll, right?
Oh,
asking
yeah.
our listeners, uh-huh. basically, was Tamara truly sick or was she hungover? And that's why she didn't come into work. And what kind of results did we get in on our tweet poll?
Well, let's just say that we had 3,270 votes.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
A lot of people were interested in what happened to Tamara yesterday. And the options were sick or hungover. And let's just say 96% of people said hungover.
Yeah. There it is, Tamara!
And the 4% were Tamara and her family voting sick.
Tamara, what is the truth behind that question? Sick or hungover?
I was definitely hungover.
Yeah!
She had like a little hiccup before she said that. She still is. There it is, Tamara. Appreciate you coming into work today.
Also, the honesty, too, because we were talking about it yesterday, because we still have a problem with DJ Alex D, who used to be our social media director, when she was hungover, and we saw pictures of her, like, handing out shots. She's like, no, I swear, it was just, like, a bad food truck. Like, it wasn't a bad food truck, man.
By the way, I saw Alex D yesterday after the show, and she's like, I heard you guys were talking ish about me this morning.
And again, we are.
I was like, it's not ish if you're speaking the truth. And then she's like, she legit still said, she's like, you know it's something I ate.
She's still hanging on to it, yo.
That's crazy.
Tamara. Yeah. But how's your birthday? You obviously had a good time?
It was great. So much fun.
Thank you. Hey, just FYI, because we were talking about this yesterday, and we're full of transparency here. So if you know you're going to go out and party hard, why don't you just let us know? First of all, invite us. Second, why don't you just let us know? Like, yo, guys, I'm probably not going to come in tomorrow. I'm going to be out till like 2, 3 in the morning partying. Why not just give us a heads up?
Wait, to be honest, I didn't think it was going to be like that. But my brother and his friends, it was over.
And on your birthday, you can't turn down shots that people buy for you. I get it.
Not in these economic times.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, happy birthday. We love you, Tamara. Appreciate your honesty. And I'm sure you were partying to this song Wednesday night during your birthday.
Llegó el pavo!
Llegó el pavo! And that one too right there, yeah. Right?
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
In less than 20 minutes, what a great Christmas gift for your family, for yourself, for your friend, whoever you want to hook up. 4 tickets for you to go experience the holidays at Disneyland. That's coming up in less than 20 minutes, all right? We also got the Damn He Dumb story of the day coming up in less than 5 right about now. If you could create a cereal based on your favorite candy, all right, because obviously you got to make it with milk, what would that be? Brian, what are your thoughts?
I feel like it might already be a cereal, but Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs, I think is
what
they are. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen it.
It's
maybe
really good.
Maybe dark chocolate, though. Yeah. But I'm not really a cereal guy. Like, yeah. I loved cereal when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And then, as I became a grown-ass man, I just don't really buy cereal.
You're missing out, man.
I know. It's not even like I don't like cereal. It's not something that I don't think I purchased cereal in my entire life.
I think just on principle, I got into like all kinds of different cereal when I got older and I could buy them for myself. Because growing up, my mom was always like, I wanted to get like Frosted Flakes, you know, with Tony the Tiger on it. And she's like, no, that's too expensive. So we would get the one with the rooster on it, just Corn Flakes. And she's like, there's sugar at the house.
She's like, get Corn Flakes. Oh, you put it on top.
Put the sugar in the cereal, and bam, there you go. We just save all kinds of money.
Funny, maybe that's why I was never into cereal, because my mom would never let us get sugar cereal.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. My parents wouldn't let me either. Like, my grandma and grandpa would send us like sugar cereal like once a year.
No.
And that was like the highlight.
Once a year.
Literally, they would.
We got marshmallows in this one, man.
Package from grandma and grandpa came. I get the Reese's Puffs.
You know what else is funny? Most Latina moms are like this too. They'll call any cereal Corn Flakes, no matter what brand it is. You guys want some Corn Flakes? And it's like,
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. All right, I'm down. Everything's Corn Flakes. You know what I'm saying? But Chelsea, what about you? What candy?
So I'm obsessed with whatchamacallit. Do you know what those are?
I feel like it's not as popular with the candy bars. Yeah.
So, but it's like, it's basically like peanut butter crispiness with caramel on top, chocolate. It's like the best.
That's
the way
amazing.
They put it together. So it'd be a cereal that has all of that. And I'm sure that that also exists in some way.
I know.
Form,
someone's tried
like,
it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So on text, we got Raymond from Whittier. I agree with him. Snickers. Like, if you could put, like, I guess you can if you want to, the mini Snickers.
It's like all the same ingredients. So if you think
I know
about
that we all said, right?
We all said pretty much.
But definitely nuts. Snickers.
I mean, that is like candy in general, though. It's like, it's all the same stuff, just shaped differently, and it adds peanuts to some of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Alyssa from the 99. Hi, I'm Alyssa. And if I were to create a cereal made with candy, it would be M&M's. That's invented already? ? I don't know. But it is the new cereal made with sour gummy candy. And she got it correct. So the new cereal that's about to drop is going to be made inspired by Sour Patch Kids candy.
I mean, I love Sour Patch Kids, but not in milk. Gross.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting, right? Basically, it's going to be tasting kind of like Fruity Pebbles, but with a sour twist to it.
Huh.
So that should be interesting. It's dropping December 26th, right after Christmas. So you get
make
on
sure you have
there.
Dental insurance if you're going to get that for your kids. It doesn't sound healthy for your teeth.
It was actually created by dentists all around the world. It's interesting. All right, let's go with the Damn He Dumb story of the day.
Damn He Dumb.
This one's coming out of Japan.
Oh, nice.
This guy, 35-year-old Akiko Kondo, got married.
First of all, that is an amazing name.
Akiko Kondo?
Hell yeah.
Sounds like a villain in a movie.
Yeah.
Akiko Kondo got hitched to Hatsune Miku. He spent $18,000 to get married to the woman of his dreams. The catch is the woman of his dreams is a hologram.
Damn, he does.
She is a hologram that is a famous hologram that performs to sold-out crowds all over Japan and all over, like, Southeast Asia. Homeboy spent $18,000 on a wedding. 40 guests attended. Here's
what?
A great, yeah. 40
were they real guests?
Real guests. Real guests. None of them his family. He says, my mom is not a fan of this wedding. It says, this is not something I want to celebrate. I agree with his mother. It's ridiculous. The legally, this is not a binding marriage. They had made in the article, they're like, he's not legally bound. Yeah, it doesn't. This is not a real person. Okay. The pictures are ridiculous. He's got a ring just wedged around this like stuffed animal version of Kiku, whatever her name is, Hatsune Miku. And then he wears a ring. He says, right now, the biggest struggle and the biggest hurdle in their relationship is that he has to do most of the talking in the conversations.
Damn, he does.
And he hopes to one day to one day be married to the woman of his dreams, who is a hologram with the technology where she can have thoughts of her own.
Look, you know what? The dating world is really tough out there. And so if that's what I have to resort to, maybe what it's looking like.
Oh, no, Chelsea.
Hold on. No.
Hologram husband.
His final quote is that he prefers being married to a two-dimensional character because dating is difficult. They can't cheat, age, or die. I'm not seeking these. I'm not seeking real women anymore. It's impossible.
Aww, well,
technically,
sad.
They kind of die if your power goes out.
That's a good point.
Like, no, where'd you go?
So, come
Chelsea,
back.
There you go. Maybe there's an option, all right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you want to get married to, like, Darkwing Duck or something?
Darkwing Duck? I don't know. I mean, I probably wouldn't.
Launchpad McQuack?
Launchpad McQuack. Coming up next for tickets for you to experience the holidays at Disneyland. Stay tuned. Good morning.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So Ariana Grande did something yesterday that caused the internet to lose all chill. She made a big life change. So if I asked you guys, like, what is one thing that Ariana Grande is, like, known for? Or one of the many things, but what's something that comes to
poor
mind?
Poor decisions with men in relationships.
Okay. Ponytail.
You got it, Edgar.
I knew it.
It's true, you guys. Her very high, very long ponytail is no longer. She cut it off or took the extensions out. We're not sure which one, but it's not there. The reason my fans are freaking out, because it's pretty drastic. She went for a lob, which is a long bob. She posted a picture on social, and, you know, there you have it. It's breaking news.
So she's rocking the Burb Mom look?
Yep.
No way.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, I can't really tell the difference.
Really?
I'm looking at it. It's like, okay, I guess it's... I didn't know how long her hair was to begin with, because she's always got in a ponytail, so... I think it's kind of, she could have had her hair down anytime and I wouldn't have noticed.
Okay.
Like,
well,
it's not like,
that's
she got
you.
A, not like she got like a pixie cut. You know, like she came out like an alt singer.
I mean, it's a drastic change. It really is.
It is not.
It is. I mean, the thing is she can put extensions back in and it'll probably look the same again. But either way, I was looking at tweets on social and people are upset.
Like, listen, you can't be upset because you know that you've probably done the same thing and changed your hair up after a big breakup.
Exactly.
Chelsea,
I mean,
you told us that, right?
I
you did
totally
that.
I totally know the breakup chop.
Yeah,
so
breakup
I chop. Get it to her. I
just
get
go,
it.
To your, go to your hair salon. Yeah, give me the breakup chop.
Get exactly. out the scissors.
Literally.
And I did the same thing most men do, not notice.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope you feel confident with it, but
meaning that, you know what, your hair doesn't define you. That's what Brian's trying to tell you, ladies.
There you go.
Yeah, we just don't pay attention.
I love that Edgar puts a positive spin on it.
There's nothing positive about it. We just don't pay attention.
So Amy Schumer was forced to cancel some shows in Texas because she's actually been hospitalized with, I'm going to get this wrong, but hypermesis gravidarum, which is basically acute morning sickness, severe nausea, dizziness due to her pregnancy.
Oh my God.
She posted a photo of her in a hospital bed, like all bundled up. And she said in the caption, "I have to reschedule. I'm fine. Baby's fine, but I have hypermesis."
Yeah,
I'm totally saying
sickness.
That wrong. Yeah. And it blows. She said, "Very lucky to be pregnant, but this is some BS."
Oh yeah, man, that's no joke, man. Like, especially in your first trimester, that's when you go through it. The wifey went through it the second pregnancy a little bit, not to an extreme like that, but more than her first pregnancy. So it's tough, man, because you just feel it. And when you're pregnant, you don't want to take too many medications. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you do in that situation?
Well, someone like her, too, who's traveling all the time. Yeah. It has to be up in front of an audience doing these shows. I can't imagine having to kind of fight tough through that.
Every woman now in entertainment feels this pressure to not just take time off. You know what I mean? But while they're pregnant. Like, Cardi was like, I'm performing here, I'm performing
Coachella,
there. Yeah, I don't care about... Which is also like, hey, good for you, twerking when you're 7 months pregnant. But also, like, don't... I feel like if people look at... They feel like they're going to be judged for being weak if they just are honest and say, hey, I got to cancel some shows, I got to worry about my health. But people cancel shows all the time for way less. So just don't act like it's going to be some sort of, like, you know, slap in your face.
Your true fans will understand that you got to look out for your health first, especially if you're pregnant.
For your
baby's
health
as
for
well.
For your health, exactly, and your baby's health. All right, the Chelsea Report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which goes down this weekend, November 16th through the 18th at the LA Convention Center. Every adult admission gets a free lift ticket from one of six resorts, which is pretty cool. For more information on how you can get tickets, head to skidazzle.com.
Skidazzle!
Thank you.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
I know what you're thinking right now. You're like, man, I should thank my ex. I should reach out to them. So coming up in the next hour at 8 o'clock, we're going to give you a chance to call in, text in, and thank your ex. What a great idea, Ariana Grande. I mean, thank you so much. Thank you, next.
Sarcastically, I don't think we really want you to call in and be like, really, my ex is a really good person. I did, you know, it didn't work out, but I wish him the best. But I learned about, you know, the things I do and don't want. Like, no, we want something funny.
Like, it's sassy.
Yeah. Don't call in and be like, yeah, he was the one that got away and start crying, please. We're just going to be like, you know what? Thank you, next. We're moving on to the next caller. Just play it. We won't. But we will. Good morning. Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Shout out to Lilia from Oxnard. She just won 4 tickets to go to Disneyland and spend the holidays there. Congratulations, Lilia. We got more Disneyland tickets coming your way. Simply stay tuned to 97.1 Amp Radio. But before we get to that, coming up in about 4 more minutes, I got to tell you about a new term that's taking over that you need in your life, especially for the holidays coming up. And it's JOMO. All right, it's JOMO, that's the term, and it's basically a spinoff of FOMO, which is fear of missing out. Can you guess what JOMO stands for? Text us at 877-971-HITS, and coming up next, we'll catch up about it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
So we're going to tell you about a new term that's taking over, and I think you need this in your life, especially with the holidays coming around, a lot of people posting on social media. And, I mean, you all know the term FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. You're going through social media. I don't know, your friend posts some pictures of them partying, having a great time. You're like, damn. FOMO, you know what I'm saying? Fear of missing out. But now there's JOMO. What could that be? Let's go to our text right here. Coming in from the 909. Is it jealousy of missing out? That could be it. And then the rest of the text coming in strong is joy of missing out.
Which that doesn't make sense. Like, you're happy you missed?
Yeah. So the
like
correct
you post
answer
something
is,
and you're like, yes, I didn't go to that.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not there.
Yeah. For instance, a lot of people are going to be posting pictures like, oh my gosh, spending Thanksgiving with the in-laws. You could post under it, JOMO. You know what
like,
I'm saying?
Glad I didn't see you, idiots.
Yeah. Or for instance, for me, if I'm scrolling through social media and I see a friend be like, oh my gosh, I just became a vegan and hiked Mount Baldy, I'll be like, JOMO. You know what I'm saying? Joy of missing out. So
I'll be like, can I join?
Yeah. I know, Chelsea.
I'd be like, FOMO.
Chelsea's being FOMO.
Well, it's like, the difference between like fear of missing out is not after the fact. Fear of missing out is like that's what causes you to do things you don't want to do because you're afraid you're going to miss out, right? Uh-huh. Like, so if you were like, your friend's like, yeah, we're going hiking. And you're like, oh, I love hiking. But you're like, I don't want to go, but I don't want to miss. So that's like, so is this like JOMO retroactively looking at pictures and being like, I wish I was there?
You could do it beforehand, right? If everybody's going to, for me, right? Everybody's like, hey, as friends, we're all going to become vegan and go hiking every day. I could be like, you know what? I can't make it out. Sorry, I apologize. I'm too busy. Then I could have JOMO at that moment. Before it even gets started,
so it is joy of missing out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is joy. Okay. That I was is confused correct. As to whether it was jealousy or joy.
Yeah, it's joy.
So you're just happy. Like I don't need to be. That's. I mean, that's every time I see someone's post. I'm like, I'd rather take a nap. One time I get JOMOs FOMOs if I'm like, oh, that could have been a great. Just I would have slept in.
So that's basically your life scrolling through social media and looking at people's life. You're like, JOMO. Joy of missing out right there. So now you can start using it on people's posts, which is kind of mean though, right? Like if somebody posts something like you're like JOMO.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm joyful. I missed out on that. Yeah, that maybe don't post.
Why are you following them then? You're not like, I never seen someone's picture. I mean, I've been like glad, like, oh, that sounds like something I never want to do. Like, I'm not trying to go to that. But to post it, it's like, why are you just hating on your friend? There's no reason.
Right. You definitely, but you just like, even though you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Chels?
Yeah.
Have you ever fake liked a picture? Just because you like them? They're like, oh, I guess I'll like it.
Like, I feel like there'll be ones where I'm like, maybe I'm not that crazy about that person, but I'm like, you know what? And I'll pass it, and I'll be like, that wasn't nice, Chelsea.
You feel guilty?
Yeah, I do. And so I'll go back and I'll like it, because I'm like, oh, that was mean, Chelsea. Like, that your intention was not good. Go back, like that
as
photo. I yell at myself.
As if they're going to notice. I
like to think they do.
I don't think I've legitimately liked anything on social media. I fake liked everything that I've ever liked.
Hey, you just liked my photo yesterday.
Obligation, man. I think I was probably tagged in it.
Guilt. Guilt. He only likes it if he gets tagged.
Yeah. Exactly, man.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Ready for your chance to win 4 tickets to see UCLA versus SC tomorrow. Going down at the Rose Bowl, all you got to do is play your favorite game. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? It's a kids trivia game that Brian has always lost.
Every single time.
Yeah. And today I'm kind of operating on a half tank. mentally. I was out late last night doing a raising money for the fires, for the Woolsey fire down at Echoplex in Echo Park, and then I also did some stand up at like 11:30.
Would you say you're a little hungover this morning?
I mean, I wouldn't. I'm like more of a glass half full kind of guy, so I'd say maybe not hungover enough. If I was optimistic,
translation: still drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll hit me about 8:45.
I was like, yeah, in about an hour I'll be hungover. Well, that's great. Great, good time.
So you're probably gonna win, guys. So,
drunk guy playing trivia versus kids. That's a new game right there, baby. Luz from LA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, they sound hype right there. Luz, please introduce us to your squad. Who's all in there and what are their ages?
Okay, so I have Ishmael, who's 9, Benjamin, who's 9, then we have Lucy, who's 8, Ephraim, who's 7.
All right, just for that, you should win something.
Wow.
For remembering all
those. Did she forget the last one? She's like, oh, and I got a 4-year-old.
Never mind, I spoke too soon. You forgot one of your children. Luz, are they all yours?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
cool.
Three are mine, and the other three are my sister's.
Oh, that's nice of you.
They're mine.
That you drive them to school
they're
like
mine
that?
They're mine.
All right. 15-passenger van? Holy moly.
That's legit right there. How much do you charge your sister? Ephraim, why do you think you guys will be able to beat Brian?
Because he always loses.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, that's true.
And I'm really not with it all today. So,
all right, Brian.
I guarantee I'm going to miss a question about Coco.
You know it's coming, bro. All right, Brian is stepping outside of the studio, so he won't be able to hear the questions. All right, Luz from LA and your car full of kids. You guys are going to have 30 seconds to be able to answer 3 questions, and let's go. All right, name 2 characters from the movie Coco.
Miguel and Dante.
Okay. Okay. Number 2. Finish the lyric to this smash hit from Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol.
Everybody on the double.
All right. Next question. Cool. What are you most thankful for?
My mom and dad.
Aww.
Oh, that's cute.
All right, you thought about it a little too long, but that's a good answer. Your mom, Luz, was probably like, Ephraim, you better say me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Brian, come back in. We got 30 seconds for you, bro. I think you got a shot at this one, my man. I really do.
All right, lay it on me.
I'm glad you do, because I don't have faith in it either.
So. I'm acting.
Sorry,
right
Brian.
Now. I'm faking it.
I think somehow the alcohol is going to come through.
That's right.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. First question, of course. I'm going to keep asking about Coco until you watch it. Name 2 characters from the movie Coco.
Miguel and Coco.
Number 2, finish the lyric to this smash hit from Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. Get over here, double time it. Double rhymes with
final
trouble.
Final answer.
Double something.
All right.
Well, you gotta.
I don't know. I got
double something.
It rhymes
double
with trouble. Something. Double or bubble. Double bubble.
Double bubble. All right. Okay. Last question. What are the kids most grateful for?
Day off of school.
All right. Thanksgiving. Okay. There it is. Time's up. Time's up. Here we go. All right. So the 3 questions. The first one out. Name 2 characters from the movie Coco. You both are correct.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
I can't believe Coco's a character in the movie Coco.
I'm surprised you remembered Miguel. Good job.
Yeah, that's good. The main character. Because we asked you about Miguel before, so I'm glad you remember.
I remember that one.
Number 2, finish the lyric to the smash hit from Paw Patrol. So let's, Brian, you said double bubble?
Double is some trouble double.
And
get it double. Get on here. Get here double time.
Well, that's like 4 different lyrics.
I'm spitballing here.
Once again, that's the alcohol speaking. Ephraim, what did you guys say?
Rebel on the double.
All right, let's listen to the song.
Sounds like said the same thing.
Here we go.
Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble. Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double.
Dude, I nailed it.
You guys both somehow get it correct. I'm going to give it to both of you.
It's We're coming down to the last
That's
question.
Wrong?
Wow.
It's a tie. The kids are all talking about it.
I know. They're like, that wasn't fair. Come on.
Number three, I asked the kids, what are they most thankful for? Brian, you said?
A day off of school for Thanksgiving.
That sounds amazing. They actually said their mom and dad.
Yeah. Oh, but I spoke from their heart.
You spoke the truth. Guess what? Luce and the kids. You're smarter than Brian. You are the winner.
Yay! Oh my gosh!
What's going on in that van?
Luce. Hey, I wanna give a quick shout out.
Yes, go ahead, Luce.
Okay, for everyone from Los Angeles Unified School, because today is our last day of school, and we're very happy. It's for Thanksgiving break, and I just want to give a shout out to all those teachers and all those. Staff and workers that work at school that do such a wonderful job with the children. And so now all the parents get to keep them for 1 week. So enjoy.
Keep them? Yeah, enjoy your time off, teachers. I'll tell you that much.
That's funny because I feel like a lot of parents are probably like, oh, man.
Yeah.
The problem with Thanksgiving is the kids don't have to go to school. Yeah. I just watch football and eat by myself.
Luce, so I'm assuming the thing you're most thankful for is having your kids for a week, right? At home.
That's cute.
We'll leave it at that.
I just don't have to load up the refrigerator or lock it up. One or the other.
Luce, we love you and your kids and your sister's kids. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you. We
did
too.
All right, hang tight. Don't hang up.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Special shout out to Julian, who's super stoked because today's his last day of school before Thanksgiving break, and his mom is even more excited to have him at home.
I mean, hang in there, teachers. This is one of those days, I remember when I was teaching, is one of those days where you come in, you're like, ooh, I'm excited, I get a little bit of time, and then you realize every kid is just bouncing off the wall, just like rocket ships, just flying all over the classroom, and you just gotta like, hang in there, I got Saturday, I can regroup on Saturday.
That's when, as a teacher, if I were a teacher, I'll put an audible. I'm like, movies all day.
Movie day.
Yeah,
and the kids go, yeah.
We're watching Finding Nemo again all day. Three times.
In every language that it comes in.
That's right.
So shout out to Julian and all the students listening to us from his mom, Aileen. Thank you, guys. All right, coming up next, we got the hookup hotline. Every Friday, we got it going down. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. You'll meet one of our listeners, which is awesome if you think about it, because you already have same taste in music and a great sense of humor if you listen to us.
Right?
You're definitely dope, and really smart people.
Dope and smart. If you want to meet somebody, give us a call, 877-971-HITS. Let's go.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea trying to hook you up in the hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio.
We take two listeners who call in, random Friday, looking to spice up their weekend, and we give them 97.1 seconds to do a little speed dating.
Yeah, and then at the end, they can decide if they hit it off, they can hook up, and then if they don't, then they can hang up.
Exactly. It's that easy, right? We got our two contestants on the line. Becky, age 29, from LA. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Becky, I'm feeling good for you. I think we got a good one this time. His name is Anthony. He's 27 from Carson. What up, Anthony?
Yo, what up?
I mean, quality right there.
Sounds confident already.
So cool, calm, and collected.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right, 97.1 seconds on the clock. You can ask each other whatever you want. Let the hookup begin. Go.
Hey, Anthony, how tall are you?
6'1".
Right.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Perfect.
Oh, all right.
Is this a physical?
Yeah, right.
Give me three hobbies that you like to do when you go on a date.
Movies, windsurfing, and bed.
Windsurfing?
Oh, okay. That sounds
good. Windsurfing? That's a random one.
I'm into it.
Okay, yeah, I know this sounds crazy, but which animal do you resemble the most, like, physically speaking?
What?
Human? All right, you know what? A chipmunk.
What does that mean?
So many questions.
All right, my turn. All right, ready?
Ready.
Football or basketball?
Football.
You said football?
Football, all day.
Right, so this is the most important question. Next, the Raiders or the Rams?
Raiders all day.
Yes, okay. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. I like where this is going.
Okay. Last question is, are you lactose intolerant?
I have no patience for lactose, and I will not tolerate it.
Sounds like a match made in heaven.
Got two gassy individuals on the phone.
Time's up! Time's up! What's up?
When you put it that way, Brian, you kill the mood.
Oh, man, I have one more. Okay,
all
right.
It's all right, my man. You're going to have to hold it like you hold everything else when you're in public.
I mean, that's why you got to stay away from those lactose, man.
Are we really going there, you guys?
Becky came strong. What kind of animal do you look like?
Yeah, and
are
really.
Lactose intolerant.
Oh, my God.
Where do you get these people?
I don't
people?
Know, man.
All right. This is the way it's going to work now. Anthony, you're going to be on hold, and you're not going to be able to hear Becky's answer. She wants to hook up or hang up, okay?
Okay, cool.
That way you won't be swayed by it. All right, hold on. All right, Becky.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on this chipmunk right here? You down or
I
what?
I am obsessed, and I totally want to hook up.
Wow.
All right.
The gassy chipmunk.
Hey, man. They're honest, at least.
That's how he gets up the tree so fast. He's got a turbo boost.
Jet propulsion.
Oh, my God.
Becky, what is it that definitely grabbed your attention with the chipmunk?
I just think that he was very honest.
Yeah.
And that's a great start. You know, like, cool. I know that my questions are a little out there, but that's how you get to know people, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
He didn't flinch at all. Like, he just went with it. I appreciate that, too.
Mm-hmm. Becky, hang tight. You're going to be on hold. You won't be able to hear Anthony's answer, okay?
Okay.
Anthony!
Yo, yo, what's up?
Chipmunk in the house with the Raiders jersey on.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what are your thoughts on Becky? Hook up or hang up?
Yeah, I think I want to hook up.
Okay.
I mean, she's a Raiders fan. That was the deal breaker question right there. If she would have been a Rams fan, it would have been a wrap.
And for the simple fact, she pulled the lactose intolerant question like out of left field.
Yeah.
She's taking it on a whole nother level.
Don't you want to know what kind of animal she looks like? I was surprised you didn't go there.
No, I tried to, but I didn't get a chance to get it.
Oh, that was our last one.
Yeah. You have to find out in real life.
Dang.
And then relay it to us. Uh-huh.
On Monday, tell us what kind of animal she looks like. That sounds terrible. All right, hang tight, bro. We're going to bring you guys together now, all right?
Okay.
Becky, Anthony.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Raider Nation is happy because you both decided to continue the hookup.
Yeah.
Yeah, gassy chipmunk.
You guys ended like a four-week strikeout sesh we had going here, man. It was getting bad.
Hey, the drought had to end at some point.
Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. So congratulations. If it's okay with you guys, we're going to give you guys each other's contact info and then check in with you on Monday around this time to see what happened over the weekend. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Dope. Well, thank you guys for participating. Hang tight off the air. We'll give you all the details, okay?
Good.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
You know very well that our show isn't about hate whatsoever. We're all about spreading love. And we're like, you know what? Thanksgiving's around the corner. A lot of people talk smack on their exes. Why don't we create a platform for people to thank their ex instead of, like, trash their ex, you know? And then Ariana Grande came out with this. Thank you. Thank you. Next.
That's a good song.
So, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, shoot us a call or a text. What do you want to thank your ex for? And on the real, we just want you to be as sarcastic as possible.
Yeah, I mean, we're still trashing these people.
We definitely want you to be sassy about it.
We said it earlier. You know, if you call him, like, you know what? He actually or she actually taught me so much. And I still
boring.
Love them. He's the one that got away. We're going to be like, thank you, next.
Bye.
Bye. So shoot us a call or a text or post on our Instagram at 97.1AmpRadio. What do you want to thank your ex this morning for? 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. I'll go ahead and go first. I definitely want to thank one of my exes for teaching me how to treat hypothermia. So basically, hypothermia is like when you're so cold that your own body can't recreate heat for yourself. And that's what she told me was the reason why when she went camping, apparently she got hypothermia, was so cold that she ended up with two guys in her sleeping bag completely nude.
I mean, that works, man. Three-way will warm you up.
Wow.
To bring up her body heat.
When you got to survive, you got to survive, man.
So she didn't cheat on me because nothing happened. They were just warming up the body.
Okay.
And of course, you know, I thank these guys. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys are heroes.
Saviors.
Of course.
You saved my girlfriend's
life. Sees the best in everyone.
You know, because obviously her girlfriends, who are girls that are friends, were also on this camping trip. And obviously, they couldn't get in there with her.
Well, that's
girls
just
don't
weird.
Lie for their friends. Never.
And also, like, you're not going to get naked cuddle with your friends.
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Go with some guys you're never going to see again.
So you know what? Thank you, X, for teaching me now how to treat hypothermia. I appreciate that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, Chills, you want to thank your ex for anything?
Yeah, you know, I think I would like to thank Kieran.
Oh, we know Kieran.
Jill said. Jill said. What you want to thank me for, Jill said?
From the Radio Novela.
He's my ex that lives in Amsterdam. He's from Scotland originally, as you can tell by Brian's amazing.
Jill said.
Yep. He knows how to do him well. So I want to thank him for making me feel closer to our listeners.
Oh, look at that.
Because I feel like, you know, he made me realize I have a lot in common with them, you know? Yeah. Like, like our taste in men.
In garbage.
That's right. One of our female listeners actually reached out to you and said, hey, by the way, your ex, Kieran...
Yeah, Kiara Chelsea. Yep. She come over to my hotel, Chelsea.
It was actually DMing me trying to smash.
Yeah, so I got that. I got a DM about that. So, you know, so you like to keep it in the AMP family, per se.
Thank you, next, Kieran. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Edgar, Chelsea. Come back to me, Chelsea.
Oh, it scars me. I can't even hear it anymore.
I still love you, Chelsea.
I love you and about 27 other women in LA, Chelsea.
All of my DMs. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's awesome. Brian, what do you want to thank your ex for, bro?
I'd like to thank my ex for numerous things.
Is it going to be your ex-wife?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my ex for reminding me that when you separate and go your separate ways, you need to monitor all of your health insurance policies, some lines of credit, because miraculously last year, after going through a divorce, somehow... on my health insurance, it says that I had a bunch of prenatal screenings and things like that.
And the baby wasn't yours.
I didn't even know she was pregnant. So apparently, you got to make sure you monitor those things. Because Blue Cross just doesn't go, oh, hey, Brian, we saw on Instagram, you're not married anymore. We're going to boot her off the benefits.
Health plan.
Yeah, but you know what? I learned a lot about ultrasounds and things from going through a checklist on things that apparently I did, but I didn't do.
Look at that, Brian. Just thank you to your ex for getting you closer to your HR department.
That's right. You've got to monitor those things, people.
All right, give us a call. Thank you, next. What do you want to thank your ex for on this Thanksgiving spirited week? 877-971-HITS, number to call or text. See, very positive segment, right, guys?
Yeah, totally. Good, actually. Oh, you know, man.
Learning experience.
Heck yeah. What are our texts saying so far, Brian?
Well, we got a lot of texts. And listen, I'm reading all of them. Guys, and some of you guys have some texts that are just so empowering about how your ex didn't value you, got you worried about yourself, and then you realize you dumped that loser, and now 2018 is your year to kill it. And I love you all for that, but that's not the ones I'm looking for.
Tons of women like, yo, taught me how strong I am.
That's right.
Taught me never to settle. And those
and
are
you know
all
what?
Great.
And you are strong.
Yes.
You know, and 2019 is going to be your year. However.
A lot of single parents text me and be like, yo, I'm stronger than I thought I was.
Thank
raising
you for my
children.
Kids.
Oh, man.
Shout out to you. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But this is more
this
on the
is
line
what
we're
I'm trying
for.
To hear from the 714. I want to thank my ex for making me realize I'm actually into chicks.
Oh, Mike.
Damn.
Job. I love that.
Here's another one from 530. I would like to thank my ex for teaching me what sexting was. Because I had no idea until I read the message he wasn't sending to me.
Oh, okay.
And then this one, this just uppercut right here from the 626. I'm reading this just to make a point because I appreciate you. Thanks to my ex for the $15 child support payment. Totally going to be an awesome weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Hashtag what a joke. Hang in there. But I'm reading that just, hopefully that guy just feels terrible about that.
You should say his name.
Step up.
We should say his name. Put him up on a billboard.
It's the 626. You guys know him.
You guys know who he is. He just gives $15 a month. Come on. All right, family. Let's go to the phone lines. James from Compton. Good morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's good?
I already like him.
I think he's got a good story.
I can't wait to hear what you want to thank your ex for, bro.
I want to thank my ex because my ex has many beautiful friends, and she cheated on me, but then I moved on to one of her beautiful friends.
Oh, shoot.
Thank my ex. She's the MVP. I want to be thankful to her for Thanksgiving. Like, it's a beautiful Thanksgiving, and it's going to be a beautiful holiday season.
Damn, bro. So, honestly, though, who's hotter? Your current girlfriend, who's your ex's friend, or your ex?
Nah, you know what? My current one.
Good,
good answer.
You gotta say that. Otherwise, your holiday season won't be so dope.
Yeah, like I was amazed at the way everything just happened the way it did. I mean, because, I mean, I met her, and I was impressed. But then the way things just fell, it just happened. Yeah. So, you know, I'm thankful to my ex.
Is your current girl still friends with your ex?
Yeah, they are.
What?
Really?
My ex doesn't know. So what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Jeez. Sounds like.
I have a feeling when she finds out, she's not going to be super happy about it.
James, great idea to call the radio station and say this, by the way.
Hey, well, you know, life is full of surprises. So, you know, I'm just very thankful right now this time of season.
James. Amazing. Thank you. I want to say we're grateful for you and your story, man. Thank you for calling in, bro. Happy Thanksgiving.
My pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Later, James.
Tammy from Irvine. Good morning.
Morning.
Tammy, what would you like to thank your ex for?
Oh, I thanked him in person. I almost gave him a high five when he told me he was moving to New York.
So you just don't have to run into him in the neighborhood anymore?
No soccer games, nothing. I'm like, thank you. Don't let the door swing you in the butt.
Yeah. Thank you. Next. Yes. Bye. And by the way, they just got hit in New York with the craziest snowstorm yesterday.
Yeah, I hope he's outside somewhere.
Oh my God. I hope he's outside somewhere.
Hopefully he's locked out of his place.
Yeah. He ended up moving in with his cousin, too, which is even weirder.
It doesn't sound like he's living his best life right now.
Nope.
Tammy, love you, girl. You are awesome. Thank you for calling
in. Love you guys.
And thanking your ex. That's so sweet of you.
Oh, he did me a favor.
High fives all the way around.
Happy Thanksgiving.
High five. Bye-bye. You too.
High five. Bye-bye.
That's a new saying right there. Marty from L.A., good morning.
Good morning.
There he is. Marty, the party.
Is
That's
he though?
What they call me.
Oh, yeah. Is it? Okay.
I had a coworker at another radio station in Dallas. His name is Marty. And that guy at every holiday party, I'll tell more stories about him later, but he would get so turned. And he had a mullet. So this is in the front, party in the back. Legit, his nickname was Marty the Party because he would show up and it was lit. So.
I feel like if you're not a party, you just have to go by Martin. Like no one lets a Marty not be fun.
Marty, what do you want to thank your ex for, bro?
I would like to thank my ex for taking my best friend to my prom. And then blaming the breakup on me.
That sounds jacked up, bro.
Yeah.
That's like a word problem on an SAT. I don't understand.
Yeah, explain.
What happened?
She takes my best friend to prom, and then as we're gearing the breakup, she's putting all the blame on me when I was the one trying to figure out how to save a relationship.
So you're better off now? Or you sound kind of sad.
Oh, I am way better off.
Oh, okay.
Like you dodged that bullet.
He's all about
you're
the party
now.
Yeah. He was Martin during the breakup. He's Marty now.
Oh. I would like to thank my ex for allowing me to once again find Marty the Party.
There we go.
Marty the Party. Appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend and have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to us.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So in some incredibly sad and shocking news, model and actress Kim Porter, who dated Diddy for 13 years and was also the mother of his three kids, tragically passed away yesterday at the age of 47.
So young, yeah.
Police responded to this call from Kim's Toluca Lake house around noon yesterday.
76, you're going to get EMS 14. EMS 14, respond with engine 76 on scene of the cardiac arrest.
So the cause of death has not been determined. Obviously, you heard there they said cardiac arrest. But sources are saying that Kim was basically suffering from flu-like symptoms for weeks and maybe even pneumonia. She, I guess, went to bed early the night before, just saying she wasn't feeling well. No legal drugs were found at the house. So obviously, I'm sure, you know, in the coming days, we'll find out exactly what the cause of death was. But Diddy and Kim, they have three kids together, 11-year-old twin girls and a 20-year-old son. And then Kim also has another son from a previous relationship. Diddy is said to be, obviously, as you can imagine, devastated. They were very close. You know, they're raising these kids together. Right. So very sad.
Rest in peace. Absolutely.
Yeah, the crazy thing about it is, this is November. I'm doing Movember. My brother's, about to start round six of chemotherapy for colon cancer, which he found by going and demanding a colonoscopy, which I'll encourage all of you guys to do. And we're talking about men's health awareness, but I think in this story, everybody needs to, like, don't, when your body sends you signs, don't ignore those, you know? Like, it's tragic. Like, 47 is way too young to have those issues that may have been prevented or preventable or treatable but you have to go take those steps.
Of course.
That's exactly what happened with my mom, who's been in the hospital now 2 weeks, right? She's kind of started with, got the chills, the fever, but she's been doing chemotherapy, so obviously her immune system's lower and compromised. But she thought, oh, I'll be fine, I'll feel better. And then next thing you know, she woke up, couldn't walk, couldn't talk, and we had to rush her to the ER and ICU and so on and so forth. You know, thank God, little by little, she's getting better, and we have faith that she's going to be continuing getting better. But definitely, don't mess around with your body and your health, man. Don't second guess these kinds of things whatsoever. So definitely, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and the kids, man, more than anything.
I can't even imagine. But Beyonce has actually made a stand for the Me Too movement by cutting ties with Topshop. I dream it, I work hard, I grind till I own it. So she officially bought out her Ivy Park brand from the company following Chairman Philip Green being accused of sexual harassment. He is currently under investigation. A statement was released by Parkwood Entertainment, Beyonce's company, saying after discussions of almost a year, Beyonce's Parkwood has acquired 100% of the Ivy Park brand. The brand will no longer be stocked at Topshop, but it will still be available for purchase via the Ivy Park website.
I cut my ties to Topshop the first time I ever went in there, man. Like, that's one of those stores you go in there and you think you're being punked when you're like, yeah. I'm a large, and you put it on, you're like, oh my God, I look like trying to stuff biscuits back in a can right now. I'm like, I'm going to a store where they have real sizes for real human beings.
You know what I think they do? It's like, at one moment I was like, maybe they already threw all the clothes in the dryer once.
They're pretty shrunk.
And then they put them out. Like, I feel that way and just look like a badly wrapped tamale, you know, straight up.
I was like, do you guys have sizes for me? And they're like, oh, you're a jumbo. I'm like, wah!
Well, I will say, they have like the UK sizes, you know, but every single 2, 4, 6, like they're always different. Like, I'm not like a consistent size there either. So I think that they're just kind of.
So let's all chop ties with Top Shop.
Well, listen, just change the name to Skinny Shop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, let's be honest. Just be real with everybody. Come on.
Let's just go to a place where, like, you can't eat a carb once in your life to go into that place.
True, it's like, did you really need to name this shirt and this jeans slim fit? I get it.
I can see it.
So if you're thinking about going there on Black Friday after Thanksgiving, probably not a good idea for anyone, you know?
No, not if you plan on eating.
Yeah, that's exactly. So the Chelsea Report is brought to you by Ski Dazzle, which goes down this weekend, November 16th through the 18th at LA Convention Center. Every adult admission gets a free lift ticket from one of 6 resorts. For more information on how you can get tickets, head to skidazzle.com.
Ski Dazzle!
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Happy Friday. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Thank you for tuning in.
Pumped up.
Let's go. Who wants to go to Disneyland? Let's go to caller 9. Adeline from Orange. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are the winner, Adeline. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I haven't been since I was 9 years old.
No way. You're not even going to recognize the joint, man. They've done a little bit of changing.
Mickey Mouse has an age well. I'm just like,
wow. Don't you dare say that about my man, Mickey.
Minnie Mouse, on the other hand.
Still fly.
Adeline, how old are you now?
I am 28. I'm turning 28 next month.
Congratulations. Happy early birthday. Who are you going to take with you?
I'm going to take my husband.
When was the last time your husband went?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe 10 years ago? I'm not sure.
And he didn't take you?
I totally agree with you, though. It is a weird thing where there is huge gaps in your life where you don't go to theme parks, where you go as a you go as a kid, and then
once your parents pay for it.
Yeah, your parents pay for it. And then you realize, like, damn, these tickets are pricey.
It's expensive.
And then if you don't have kids or whatever, like, you just kind of don't. Because I didn't go to Disneyland for, like, a good, like, probably 16, 17 years. Damn. And when I went, it's funny because you're going to remember, you're like, oh, my God, Frontierland is to the left.
It brings you back to being a kid, and that's the best part about Disney.
But you know what's funny is that this is going to happen to you, Adeline. You're going to roll up, and it's going to look so much smaller than what you remember.
Oh, my God.
Like, yo, it's a small world is truly small. Like, this is no joke. You know, Toontown, you're in there. Everything looks so gigantic when you're in there.
Dude, I swear to God, Goofy shrank, man. Goofy almost used to be tall.
That's awesome, Adeline. Where are you headed to right now?
I'm heading to work right now. I work for an advertising agency in Costa Mesa.
Hello.
Let's get paid. You want a free plug for him? Yeah. You know, we'll just pass our info along.
Off the air, we'll talk about endorsements, okay? Adeline, thank you so much for listening to us. This is so awesome, though, for real. Like, for you to go back to Disneyland after all these years, it's going to be so much fun, and happy early Thanksgiving.
To you, too. Thank you so much. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Aww, thank you, Adeline. Thanks. Love you, too, but we would really know if you love us if you send us over some advertisers.
Prove it.
We can work something out.
Yes! Prove it. Is this legal, what we're doing?
Whoops. Let's edit that part out. All right, Tamara, we'll talk to you in a second, give you all the details for your tickets, right? We were just joking about everything else. All right, love you, bye.
I swear to God, I'm just joking.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We'd like to welcome our phone screener / producer, Tamara, into the studio right now. She just celebrated her birthday.
Yes.
Oh, and you all know that because she didn't come in on Thursday. Hey, the birthday party was a 36-hour extravaganza.
And also, she's wearing a hat today. Like, yes. She's like, I'm still having that dealing with this hangover right
Definitely.
Now.
Definitely. That's when I wear the hat.
So, apparently, there's a new trend. For those of you that have birthdays here in November, coming up December, etc., I didn't know about this new trend, and Tamara tried it out, and I want to know how it went. So basically, the new trend is you posting up basically your Venmo account on social media. Be like, yo, it's my birthday. Give me some money.
Yo, in like 2 days, I saw, a friend in Atlanta of mine, her little sister, like, tweeted out her Venmo, like, the little code thing. I sound like an old man right now.
Yeah.
That little fan-dangled old little code you scan on your phone. The little code thing. And then I'm going through Tamara's stories, and she's like, it's my birthday. Hit me with some money. And I was like, is this a thing?
I actually haven't heard of this. Yeah? No. I've heard, like, the start the charity thing, like, donate to my favorite charity, but donate to yourself.
Yeah.
Charity was that Tamara hangover fund.
I'm not mad about it.
She needed some Pedialyte and such. <Right.
laughs> She was a charity case yesterday, for sure.
For sure.
Yes. So, Tamara, what exactly did you say on your story, and how did it go?
Okay. Well, I put up my Venmo account, and I didn't get anything.
Nobody sent you money?
Damn. Sorry,
Brian,
about that.
You saw the story. You didn't send her money?
Right?
What happened was...
$5?
I'm going to sound old again, because I didn't know what to do with the code. Like, I saw the story going through, and I was like, oh, Tamara's trying to get money on Venmo. I have Venmo. And then I was looking at the thing. I kept trying to pause it, and then I would skip to someone else. And I was like, oh, and I was getting all mad. And I was going to throw her a couple bucks. And then... So then I had it, like, paused, and I pinned it down. I was like, gotcha. You're not getting away from your story.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, I don't really know what to do with this. Like, how do I have to, like... Then I thought to myself, do I have to screenshot this, email it to myself, print it out, take a photo of it?
That sounds like a lot.
Oh,
right.
A lot.
So, and that is not how you do it.
Uh-uh.
So basically what happened was, Tamara, is that you have too many old people who follow you, and they probably all emailed themselves that code, and they don't know what to do with it.
Right. Probably not.
So nobody came through with cash.
No. Well, my sister did, but that's
cool.
It.
You got to shout her
how
out.
How much? How much?
She gave me $50.
Okay. 50 bucks?
On Venmo?
Yes.
Damn.
Man, my $5 would have looked bad.
But everyone else just was like, no, girl, you don't get nothing.
That's funny.
Yeah. They're like, I already spent enough money on the clothes I'm going to wear to your birthday party.
Right?
I can't
exactly.
give you any. Cool. Well, happy birthday
again,
Tamara. Thank you for letting us know that you weren't coming into work yesterday at 4 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
2 hours before the show. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey.
We still love
but
you.
But anyways, happy birthday.
Hey, so... And I will applaud you once again for owning the hangover.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to throw our girl at DJ Alex D under the bus again, but she still
to this day will not admit it.
I want to have her back in with a lie detector test because
we should.
You cannot go out on your birthday and then the next day be like, guys, I think it was the food truck.
To give a little bit of context, so Alex D used to work with our social media department, right? And she's an awesome DJ, so now she's touring, doing big things or whatnot. But basically, it was her birthday during the week, and then all of a sudden, and she even told us, she's like, yo, I'm going to get lit tonight.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, she didn't show up to work the next day, and she said she got food poisoning.
No.
We looked through her entire story, and it was just tequila everywhere. It's like, I don't know if you can consider tequila a food.
Yeah. Also, I would like to say, so when she just went into like full-time DJing and working at the station in other capacities, minor, you know, aside from social media, like the next day, homegirl's in like Ibiza, Spain. I'm like, what? Like, wait. You're just going to be like, yo, guys, I'm just going to move to a different shift on the station, and the next day you're in Spain? What? How
That's
do we
awesome.
Get that shift?
Boss moves right there.
Yeah. So thanks, Tamara. For owning it, because I appreciate
you,
that.
Thank you,
in
thank
your
you.
Text, when you told us you weren't coming into work, I respect this a lot. You didn't just say you were sick; you put the puke face emoji.
Yeah.
So thank you
Which
so much.
Which is so relatable. Yeah. Like, we understand what you meant.
Thank you.
That,
I'm glad.
Honest. Love you. All right, good times. Can you tell us Friday?
It's Friday.
And then maybe we took a shot of tequila before this.
We so did.
Allegedly,
the truth.
Allegedly, a producer apparently is a cowboy now. Why are you swinging your arm around
I
like
think
that?
I was trying to get you to wrap up. The, wrap it up.
Oh, I thought it was a lasso. My bad.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We are Edgar Bryan and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio. Happy Friday. Thank you for giving us another week to do what we love. Going to get into the Dopest Moment Award this morning. And it goes out to, it was a tough one because a lot of people deserved it today. But it goes out to one of our listeners who really crushed it. And basically, his name is James from Compton, and we're asking you to call in the Thanksgiving spirit to thank your ex. What do you want to thank your ex for? And listen to what James had to say.
I want to thank my ex because my ex has many beautiful friends, and she cheated on me, but then I moved on to one of her beautiful friends.
Oh, shoot.
Thank my ex. She's the MVP. I want to be thankful to her. Like, it's a beautiful Thanksgiving, and it's going to be a beautiful holiday season.
Honestly, though, who's hotter? Your current girlfriend, who's your ex's friend, or your ex?
My current one.
Good, yeah, good
you
answer.
Got to say that. Otherwise, your holiday season won't be so dope.
Is your current girl still friends with your ex?
Yeah, they are.
What?
Really?
My ex doesn't know. So what she doesn't know won't hurt her.
Jeez. Oh, sounds like.
I have a feeling when she finds out, she's not going to be super happy about it.
James, great idea to call the radio station and say this, by the way.
Hey, well, you know, life is full of surprises. So, you know, I'm just very thankful right now this time of season.
See, it's a positive spin instead of just trashing your ex. You know what I'm saying? You got to be thankful for many things that happen thanks to your ex.
I feel like I'm going
to
adopt that philosophy every time I do something stupid. Right? Like someone's like, I can't believe you did that. Life is full of surprises, man. Just trying to keep you on your toes and make it interesting. It's not that I'm an idiot. No. I like surprises.
There you go. That's a good way to go. Yessi Ortiz coming up next. We have more surprises coming your way. Good ones like Disneyland tickets for you to experience the holidays there. Stay tuned for your chance to keep winning. Thank you for being with us, familia. And if you're flying out this weekend or traveling already for Thanksgiving week, a lot of students are off from school tomorrow, Monday. So therefore, all next week, you're going off somewhere else. Be safe. We love you. You can listen to us on our radio.com app wherever you go. So make sure you listen there and favorite 97.1 Amp Radio.
And hang in there, teachers. I've been there. It's going to be a wild day, man. You got a couple of them coming up. You got the one before Christmas break and Thanksgiving break. You got kids bouncing off the walls, getting ready, excited for having a week off. So just hang in there, guys. Happy hour is just around the corner.
But next week, teachers.
Turn it up.
Freedom.
Get turned.
Exactly. All right, but don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Love you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.